Section. Introduction. In this section, we focus on understanding how different methods work when fine-tuning large language models, LLMs, to optimize for binary preferences. We aim to clarify whether reinforcement learning, RL, is necessary or if other approaches like contrastive training or supervised fine-tuning are sufficient. We also investigate whether collecting preference data with models in the loop, on policy, is better than collecting it separately. Our study assumes the existence of a true reward function underlying the preference data. To address these questions, we analyze various methods that train an LLM policy to optimize a surrogate loss based on the expected reward from a learned reward function, penalized by the difference between the policy and a reference policy. We create an analysis framework using different problem scenarios and study how these methods behave under different conditions. Our main finding is that algorithms using on-policy RL or negative gradient terms, like in contrastive training, tend to outperform offline supervised methods without on-policy sampling or negative gradients. This is surprising because both types of methods learn from the same data. On-policy sampling and negative gradients are crucial when high reward responses are rare in the reference policy distribution, providing complementary benefits. We show theoretically that on-policy RL and certain contrastive training methods exhibit mode-seeking behavior, focusing on high reward responses, unlike supervised methods that try to increase likelihood for all high reward responses. This behavior allows algorithms with on-policy sampling to perform better by concentrating probability mass on a subset of high reward responses. Our work offers practical insights for practitioners, linking method performance to problem geometry, highlighting the trade-off between on-policy sampling and gradient steps, and emphasizing the importance of data coverage in fine-tuning. Section summary. In this section, we delve into the challenges of fine-tuning large language models, LLMs, to align with specific success criteria, such as human preferences or task optimization, after pre-training. We explore various methods like supervised learning, contrastive training, and on-policy reinforcement learning to optimize for binary preferences. Our study reveals that algorithms utilizing on-policy reinforcement learning or contrastive training tend to outperform offline supervised objectives, especially when high reward responses are in less likely regions, showcasing the importance of on-policy sampling and negative gradients in achieving optimal performance. Section. Characterizing and unifying preference fine-tuning methods. In this section, we will discuss various preference fine-tuning methods that are commonly used in machine learning. These methods involve different objectives such as reinforcement learning, maximum likelihood, and contrastive learning. Since there are numerous fine-tuning methods, we will group them into families and focus on studying one representative method from each family. Before training on preference data, we typically fine-tune a pre-trained model on high-quality data related to the task of interest through supervised fine-tuning. This process helps us obtain a reference model, denoted as pi_ref. To fine-tune pi_ref, using human preferences, we collect a preference dataset, d_text_pref, containing prompts, x_i, and their corresponding preferred, y_w_i, and dispreferred, y_l_i, responses. Most fine-tuning methods assume the presence of a reward function r**x_cdot, often modeled using the Bradley-Terry, BT, model. The main objective of preference fine-tuning is to optimize the reward function r**. However, in practice, we often use a reward model instead of the actual reward function. To prevent exploitation in the reward model, we apply a KL constraint. Our fine-tuning goal is to optimize the reward function under this constraint, where the regularizer, weighted by beta, controls the deviation of the policy pi from the reference policy pi_ref. To fine-tune an LLM policy pi_theta, y, vert, x, we can learn a reward model explicitly by fitting a parametric model r_phi, x, y, or implicitly through direct preference optimization methods. Explicit reward models are trained using a classification objective with a logistic function. Most fine-tuning approaches aim to find the policy pi underscore theta, y, vert, x, that optimizes a specific objective by using a reward model as a substitute for the true reward function. These methods are categorized based on whether they use on-policy sampling, on-policy sample reuse, and negative gradient techniques. On-policy RL approaches like PPO and reinforce sample new responses from the current policy, score them using the reward model, and update the policy parameters accordingly. PPO differs from reinforce by incorporating sample reuse and a mechanism to filter responses based on importance ratios. Offline model-based RL methods like RWR, REST, and SuperHF operate by sampling responses from the model, weighting them based on rewards, and training via supervised next token prediction. Fully offline methods such as DPO and IPO perform contrastive training on the preference dataset without on-policy sampling. PrefFort is another offline method that runs supervised fine-tuning on preferred responses without using a reward model. Section summary. In this section, we characterize and group various preference fine-tuning methods based on their underlying objectives and families, as analyzing each method individually is impractical due to their vast number. We focus on understanding different categories of methods, such as those employing on-policy sampling, sample reuse, and negative gradient techniques, to gain insights into their optimization strategies and how they align with typical preference fine-tuning procedures. By categorizing these methods and studying representative members from each family, we aim to provide a comprehensive overview of the diverse approaches used in preference fine-tuning. Section: Research Questions and Analysis Setup. In this section, we aim to understand the behaviors of different methods for fine-tuning language models. We focus on the use of on-policy sampling, sample reuse, and the presence of a negative gradient in these methods. To achieve this, we set up an analysis to answer specific questions. Question 1. When does on-policy sampling outperform offline fine-tuning, even when the on-policy samples are labeled by a reward model trained on offline data? Is sample reuse beneficial or detrimental for on-policy methods? Question 2. When does using an explicit negative gradient help in finding effective policies compared to methods like distilling the best of n policy based on maximum likelihood? Question 3. Does on-policy sampling provide additional benefits when combined with a negative gradient, leading to better performance with effective contrastive approaches like DPO? To answer these questions effectively, we need to consider the coverage and geometric relationships among the training data, reference policy, and reward function. These relationships influence the fine-tuned policy's shape and impact the objectives we are considering. We look at specific conditions and relationships that play a crucial role in this analysis. The dynamics of the optimization problem depend on how well the ground truth reward function aligns with the reference policy initialization. The coverage of the preference data used to train the reward model relative to the reference policy also affects the accuracy of reward estimates and the effectiveness of fine-tuning. Understanding these factors is essential to evaluate the performance of different methods accurately. We create various tasks and datasets to explore different scenarios based on these factors. For instance, we start with didactic bandit problems to study the impact of geometric relationships without considering data coverage. We then move to synthetic LLM fine-tuning problems to generalize our findings from bandit problems. By experimenting with handcrafted reward functions, we can track the ground truth objective and observe how different methods perform under specific conditions. Finally, we scale up our study to full-scale LLMs using real preference data from benchmarks like Alpaca Farm and UltraChat. These experiments help us understand how different methods perform in practical scenarios with large datasets and real-world preferences. Section summary. In this section, we aim to understand the effectiveness of different methods for fine-tuning language models by exploring questions related to on-policy sampling, sample reuse, and the use of negative gradients. We set up experiments to investigate when on-policy sampling improves over offline fine-tuning, the impact of sample reuse, and the benefits of using a negative gradient in discovering effective policies. By considering coverage conditions and geometric relationships between training data, reference policy, and reward function, we analyze how these factors influence the optimization process and performance of various fine-tuning approaches across different scenarios and datasets. Section. A generic fine-tuning algorithm encapsulating all axes. In this section, we will introduce a general fine-tuning algorithm that covers all aspects discussed earlier. This algorithm has different settings for each aspect, allowing us to explore how each setting affects the algorithm's performance. The algorithm we present is called a unified fine-tuning algorithm. To investigate the impact of on-policy sampling, we will adjust how updates are made using data from the current policy. We can control this by changing two things in the algorithm: the total number of samples used for training in each iteration and the number of gradient steps taken on the on-policy samples. By varying these settings, we can control how much the algorithm relies on on-policy data. We will also look at offline methods like DPO and supervised learning to understand the role of negative gradients. Next, we will share the results of our experiments to answer our research questions. We will start by examining a simple bandit problem with known rewards, then move on to synthetic and larger fine-tuning tasks. Our first question focuses on the importance of on-policy sampling in improving performance. We will explore if using on-policy data can enhance the performance of different methods and analyze the impact of reusing samples. The second question delves into the role of negative gradients by comparing algorithms like DPO and IPO with methods like RWR in an offline setting. We aim to understand how these algorithms work and their underlying mechanisms. Lastly, we will investigate if combining on-policy sampling and negative gradients can bring additional benefits. We will study a modified version of DPO-IPO that incorporates both elements and evaluate its performance on various tasks. Our experiments show that the on-policy version of IPO achieves faster convergence and better results compared to the offline version in the bandit problem. Similarly, on-policy DPO outperforms its offline counterpart in synthetic tasks. Combining on-policy sampling with negative gradients leads to quicker convergence and improved solutions. Overall, on-policy versions of contrastive methods perform better than purely on-policy RL methods due to the efficient reorganization of probability mass towards high reward responses. This combination provides a strong learning signal, leading to faster learning and better outcomes. In conclusion, combining on-policy sampling with negative gradients can enhance the performance of fine-tuning algorithms and offer computational advantages when working with a set of samples. Section summary. A generic fine-tuning algorithm encapsulating all axes. In this section, we introduce a unified fine-tuning algorithm with different hyperparameters to study various axes of fine-tuning methods. By varying hyperparameters related to on-policy sampling and negative gradients, we aim to understand their individual impacts and potential benefits when combined. Our empirical analysis results show that on-policy versions of contrastive methods can lead to faster convergence and better performance compared to offline methods, highlighting the importance of combining on-policy sampling and negative gradients for improved results. Section. Conceptual unification and theoretical analysis. In this section, we will explain the benefits of on-policy sampling and negative gradients for fine-tuning LLMs. We aim to understand these benefits by creating a mental model. First, we will combine the ideas of on-policy sampling and negative gradients into a concept called mode-seeking objectives. We will compare these against mode covering maximum likelihood objectives. Then, we will look at how the reverse KL divergence, a type of mode-seeking objective, differs from the forward KL divergence, supervised learning loss, to help explain our results. We will show that mode-seeking divergences bring together on-policy sampling and negative gradients for the objectives we studied. On-policy RL methods optimize the reverse KL divergence, making them mode-seeking. Similarly, offline methods using negative gradients are also mode-seeking. In contrast, supervised weighted maximum likelihood methods are mode covering. On-policy sampling leads to mode-seeking behavior by optimizing the reverse KL divergence. This behavior is also seen in on-policy RL and on-policy weighted likelihood methods. Offline methods using negative gradients show a preference for increasing probability mass on the mode of the current policy, leading to mode-seeking behavior. Offline supervised methods that only maximize weighted likelihood are mode covering as they optimize the forward KL divergence against the optimal policy. These methods do not exhibit mode-seeking behavior like the on-policy and negative gradient methods do. In summary, on-policy sampling and negative gradients promote mode-seeking behavior in learning models, while purely offline supervised methods focus on maximizing likelihood without seeking specific modes. Section summary. In this section, we conceptually unify on-policy sampling and negative gradients into a mode-seeking objective, contrasting them with mode-covering maximum likelihood objectives. We demonstrate that on-policy RL methods optimize the reverse KL divergence, showing mode-seeking behavior, while offline contrastive methods using negative gradients also exhibit mode-seeking behavior by focusing on increasing probability mass on the mode. Additionally, offline supervised methods like RWR and REST, which maximize weighted likelihood, are mode covering as they optimize the forward KL divergence against the optimal policy. Section. Case study. Mode seeking reverse KL versus mode covering forward KL. In this section, we will delve into a theoretical analysis comparing mode seeking and mode covering divergences, specifically the reverse KL, mode seeking, and forward KL, mode covering, objectives on categorical distributions with independent logits. Our aim is to quantify how these objectives behave and understand how a mode-seeking objective can concentrate the probability mass on high-reward areas, leading to significant changes in the probability distribution. This analysis supports our findings that on-policy sampling and offline negative sampling are beneficial for aligning the policy with the target distribution quickly. To set the stage, we focus on training a categorical distribution P, X, to match the finely tuned policy Q, X. We assume that P, X, is proportional to express, F, X, where each logit F, X, is an independent parameter. By using gradient descent with a learning rate, eta, we update P, X, starting from an initial distribution P underscore 0 towards P underscore T at each step T. We are interested in understanding how the forward and reverse KL divergences influence these updates during training. At any iteration T, the updates induced by the forward and reverse KL divergences with a learning rate, eta, can be expressed. We are particularly interested in the behavior of these divergences at intermediate points during training, where the divergence is not minimized to exactly zero. By examining the difference in log probability ratios across categories x underscore 1 and x underscore 2 induced by the forward and reverse divergences, we can observe that the reverse KL tends to modify the probability mass more aggressively than the forward KL. The analysis reveals that the reverse KL can selectively increase the probability mass on certain categories that match the target likelihoods, leading to a more focused redistribution of probability mass. Moreover, the reverse KL shows a tendency to reduce the probability mass on less likely categories in the target distribution compared to the forward KL. These findings highlight how the reverse KL can efficiently reorganize the probability mass across categories in just one update step. In summary, the reverse KL demonstrates a more aggressive and targeted approach in modifying the probability mass compared to the forward KL, showcasing its effectiveness in reshaping the distribution towards the target distribution efficiently.